It's time for the Catalyst Midweek Podcast, where we continue the conversation from this past week's message. Now, here's the guys.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Midweek Podcast, where we are going to continue the conversation from this past week's sermon. This last week's sermon, the main thing was this: an excellent church models excellence in all we do. I'm Rob. This is Dave, our senior minister. Dave, what did you think about this last week's message?
Well, when any talk about excellence gets me fired up.
Absolutely.
Because that really fires me up. I thought the way that John took the message from a program standpoint, not emphasizing excellence necessarily in program so much, but bringing it back to the people in the pews, I thought it was a really good avenue for that. You know, if we wanted to find churches that were doing worship really well, I mean, you know where to go.
Absolutely.
And if you want to find good preaching or great children's ministry or women's ministry, we could find all those, you know, churches that are growing quickly.
Yeah.
But if you wanted to find churches where people were routinely becoming more honest, you know, more humble, more joyful.
Yeah.
More patient with their spouses, more faithful. Those would be really hard to find because it seems like the excellence is in the program and not in the people. And so I really liked that take, kind of bringing it home to the folks in the pews.
Yeah. And me and you both know this. Whenever we get around our buddies in ministry, the youth ministry buddies, the senior minister guys, or even people that you've known in the church for a long time, they always ask you, you know, how's the church doing?
Yeah, yeah.
And they're not talking about how our marriage is doing, you know, how are people making decisions? Are they are people starting to tithe? Are they starting to take community groups a priority? No, what they're talking about is, you know, how many people were there on Sunday?
Right.
You know, is giving good?
Yeah,
you know, it's all about a number thing. And I think John really took that and kind of set that aside and said, no, we need to evaluate completely different.
Yeah, and strive for excellence in our people.
Yeah.
Not necessarily excellent. Now that doesn't get the staff off the hook. You know, we need to be excellent. You know, we need to do our homework and we need to be prepared. And you know, that we need to do that. But bringing it home to excellence in the pews, and what my family talked about on the way home and yesterday was what does it look like when you give your best? How can you tell when someone is giving their best at anything? Not just faith wise but kind of what we talked about was we have our two most valuable resources, our time and our money. Those are the two things that no one has enough of. No one has enough time. No one has enough money.
Yeah.
And so you have to prioritize where those things go. And so if someone is really passionate about something, they will give their two most valuable resources to it, their time and their money. For example, you know, an athlete, you get a soccer player or, you know, if he is passionate about soccer, He's spending his weekends, he's spending his afternoons working, he's out on the soccer field, he's buying soccer gear, he's spending money on travel ball. Whatever gets our two most valuable resources is where our hearts are. And I think that what excellence looks like is we give our two most valuable resources to it.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's just across the board.
Yeah, absolutely. John brought up this amazing illustration, which people were laughing at
because the pizza.
What he did was he got a slice of pizza and he was describing it as, this is everything we have. And what we do is we take bites of it first until there's just a little bit left, and then we kind of toss it to God and say.
But he was very dramatic about it because he said, here you go, God. Oh, wait a second.
Yeah,
took a bite.
Absolutely.
Here you go. Oh, you know, it's kind of like the guy with the fish. Oh, you got to be quicker. You
and,
know?
And I don't know about you, but have you ever tried to eat a dry, cold piece of pizza without any water?
Oh, that's every day in college. And it was great. Cold pizza.
Yeah, and I thought he was going to ask for water from him because he was struggling. I felt the struggle. Like when he was taking that bite. But it brought up a really good point of us as Christians think we're almost doing God a favor when we kind of toss
the arrogance that we have.
You go, God. Yeah, I know.
And I really love the spin at the end of that illustration where he actually thought God would be happy with the crust. You know, it's like, you know, kind of throw it throw it to God, and God just kind of, oh man, look what John gave me. Look, look what these people have given. Isn't that awesome? They've accepted me. They actually think I'm worth giving a crust to. And you know, the Lord's up there saying, are you serious?
Yeah.
I'm God. And you think I'm happy with this? Would you give this to another person? You know, would you give this to your wife?
Yeah.
You know, would you eat, here you go, Kayla, you know, you wouldn't even give that to a person.
Yeah.
Why would you give that to God? And yet that's the attitude of so many people. You know, Lord, here's a little bit of my time, here's a buck, here's 25 cents, you know, and you better be happy with it, God, because look what I am condescending to give you.
I know.
And I love that illustration.
I really like what you're talking about with the sports and how it ties into this. Can you speak a little bit on athletes that don't give their best? How just much it's frustrating.
It's incredibly frustrating because as a coach, you played a lot of sports in school, so you had teammates and everything that wouldn't give their best.
So frustrating.
But as a coach, probably one of the most frustrating things is when you see a player who's capable of this. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe they've got all-state potential, they're athletic, they're coordinated, you know, and they're nice kids, you know, they're good, and they're capable of this, but they're only given this.
Yeah.
They don't show up early to practice, you know, they're maybe late, they don't have their gear on, mm-hmm. you know, they've got a kind of a lackadaisical attitude. They kind of, you know, they don't go hard for the 50-50 balls, mm-hmm. you know, this kind of thing. And you're just like, what is wrong with you? You're capable of this, and all you're giving is this, and they never achieve their potential. And as a coach, that is probably the most frustrating thing that you ever have to deal with. But as a pastor too, you see people that are just wonderful people. I mean, they're amazing people. Yeah. They're so kind, they're so joyful. They got fruit of the Spirit everywhere.
Yeah.
And they're so talented, and they're capable of doing these things for the kingdom. And they're just making it to church twice a month, and they're just kind of existing and everything. And you're like, my goodness, if you were to surrender and give God your best, this world, what impact on this world could you have? But I think it comes back to the church, kind of like what John was talking about. We've only emphasized excellence in programs.
Yeah.
And not really challenged people to the kind of commitment and the kind of excellence that Jesus called his people
to. Absolutely. And I know even going to school to study youth ministry and preaching, they always talked about numbers.
Yeah,
and I know that was with you. It's like, you know, you're a successful church when you got 10-15% in youth ministry.
Mm-hmm. Of your Sunday morning attendance.
Of your Sunday morning attendance. Mm-hmm. And then children's ministry, if it's 20%, man, you're doing, you're not
knocking it out of the park.
You're killing it.
Yeah.
But how many of your seniors that you graduated
when I was in youth ministry?
When you were in youth ministry, how many of them are still in church?
Not many.
Yeah.
Not many, and that is a real problem with every church. That's not that's every church, and the causes of that are you know, people are trying to figure out that. But I think it may be just, have we called our people to give their best?
I know.
And are people really giving their best? You know, for example, I love to ride motorcycles.
Yeah,
and you know, most guys that ride motorcycles have more than one. Mm-hmm. You know, you probably bought one or two or three, and you buy the little gizmos. I've got the GPS holder for my bike so that I can, you know, know where I'm going. You buy the motorcycle jackets, you know, the gear, and when here in Kentucky, I don't know where you're watching this podcast from, but in Kentucky, the weather is so temperamental. It could be snowing in the morning and you could be getting a sunburn in the afternoon.
You get all the elements in one day.
All four seasons in one day. And so we're watching the weather, you know, if it's 60, 70 degrees and it's sunny, man, we're planning an outing. We're thinking about it in advance. Mm-hmm. You know, it gets our time and it gets our money.
Yeah.
And no one thinks anything of it because that's what you love.
Yeah.
And so same with sports, same with musicians. Oh my goodness, musicians. How many guitar players do you know that only have one guitar? Mm-hmm. You know, they've got an acoustic, they've got an electric, they've got a bass, they've got a backup electric, they've got a five-string bass, they've got, you know, all these things. and they practice, they spend their time, they you know, they travel on the weekends to gigs, they buy music, you know, it's yeah. it gets their time and gets their money. Why? Because they're passionate about it. And so I would say with a fairly high level of confidence that if your faith is not getting your time and your money, yeah. you're just not real passionate about it.
Yeah.
And God is up sitting up there saying, you know, I am infinitely valuable.
Yeah.
And you're giving me this?
Yeah.
And you think I'm happy with this? Mm-hmm. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You wouldn't even give this to a person. Why are you giving this to me?
Yeah.
And so, I don't know, really, I don't want to judge anyone.
No.
Because your best looks different for everyone.
Yeah.
You know, I've coached soccer players, man, that their best, you know, they're not athletic.
Mm-mm.
They're not real talented athletes. But man, they give 100%.
Yeah.
And their 100% is not as good as someone else's 20%.
Yeah.
I'd rather have that player. I'd rather have that player that's given 100% than that talented, super talented player that gives 20%.
Yeah.
Because in the end, that player is going to be successful. Yeah. This one's going to fade out.
And you're only going to get as much out of it as you put in.
Yeah.
So if a player is giving if they're giving their 10, they're giving their best. You know, they might have some games where they have a two or a three, but they have the potential to have a 10. And
mm-hmm.
they might have some games where they're just on fire. They're doing a great job. But
mm-hmm.
if you have a player or even a person that's only given 5% or 50%, their best is only going to be 50%.
Yeah.
And they're going to have more of those twos and threes than if you were giving your best all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that when people give their time, they give their resources, and they're really giving everything to God. Fruit comes from that.
Absolutely.
And you can really, you don't want to judge people, but you can see how much they're giving to God by their fruit.
Yeah. It's obvious when someone is giving their best.
Yeah.
And when they're not.
Mm-hmm.
It's just plain to see. Like I said, I don't have a set of criteria of what everybody's best looks like, but you can tell.
Oh yeah,
it's just obvious. We as humans can always tell when somebody is not passionate, when someone is not mm-hmm. giving their best. And so, you know, for kind of bringing it back around to what John talked about this weekend, are we really giving our best?
Yeah.
Are we on a quest to be excellent people? You know, are we really emphasizing excellence in our walk with God? I thought that was fantastic.
Absolutely.
I know underlying every sermon that's ever preached
mm-hmm.
is a call to excellence, but it's never really been stated that clearly.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I thought John did a fantastic job. Dave, it's been good talking to you about the sermon.
Yeah.
This is our midweek podcast. I'm Rob, and this is Dave. We'll see you next week.